Welcome back. That noise you hear in the background is Steve Patterson attempting to sing along to the song.
I was doing harmonies. That's yes, it's great. Good to be here. It's sunny out. Could have used that yesterday.
I know, right?
Thanks a lot, Earth.
I got a little music news. Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. Yee-haw! And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Speaking of Morgan Wallen, his outburst at a Nashville bar where he threw the chair off the roof of a, you know, Eric Church's bar. Hey, Steve.
I remember that.
Hey, man. Was reportedly the result of learning that his ex-fiance married another man.
Wait, his fiance?
Ex-fiance, a woman he was once engaged to.
So like Christina's with David now?
And they got married
and then
in Vegas? Give me that chair.
Wait, Morgan, what are you going to do?
It's going over.
No, you can't throw a chair over the roof.
Too late. Oops, almost hit a cop. Anyway, that's what a source told the Daily Mail.
That was exclusive audio that we got from the incident.
It was so good. I mean, thank you to that anonymous source for that audio. Anyway, he was heartbroken. It crushed him.
Okay, well, I understand that, but you just shouldn't be throwing chairs.
He lost the love of his life.
Off of roofs. Whose side are you on? It sounds like you're now a public defender for Morgan Wallen.
No. That's never okay.
Hey, by the way, did you see the inside of Eric Church's honky-tonk?
Yeah, the floor.
The floor?
Is chairs, very cool.
Everything is covered in like a collage.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Mosaic. It is just picture on picture on picture on picture on picture. It almost kind of...
A little hoarder-ish.
I was going to say, like if you ate a bunch of TGI Fridays, that's what your stomach would look like on the inside. There was just a lot of... I thought you would think it was too busy.
It is a little busy. It gave me a little agita. But I like Eric Church a lot, so I just kept it to myself. Thank you.
I want to do something here.
All right. Why are we talking like this?
Why is everything broken for me right now?
You sound
Nothing
like me.
Nothing works anymore.
I swear
you and I have switched today. I can't find a link. I can't get my email is not showing me any new emails.
And I'm doing great.
And you're like so positive and stuff. This is freaking me out though, Don.
You know why? It's because Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes, Queen!
Nothing works.
But also like weird things are happening. So like, yeah, I guess you're normal. More like, Steve, calm down. Stop saying that. You're so peppy today.
Thank you.
I'm almost worried. You know what I'm saying, brah?
Thanks, brah.
All right, so yeah, I found it. Okay. And Mike, I've got these three things in here, but first let me set this up. You ever see the movie Footloose, Donna?
I sure have.
Thought you might have. Well, there is a town in Russia that is kind of doing like a real life version of it. So, you know, if you think like America's, you're like, oh man, America isn't what I want it to be or what it used to be or what it should be or whatever. Just know places like Russia are outlawing certain types of music. So maybe it's not so bad here. All right. It is the town of Son of a gun.
It was like Nitsia
Chechnya or something like that. I just really wish I could find anything that I had planned earlier.
I thought Chechnya was Polish. Interesting.
Anyway, they're outlawing certain types of music.
Okay.
So they have to be a certain BPM. So they can't be too slow.
Okay.
They can't be too fast.
Okay.
They have to be just right. So here is an example of a song that would be considered too slow and soon to be no longer allowed in a specific part of Russia.
Okay.
In Chechnya, this does not range between 80 to 116 beats per minute, according to Russian media. So they say that you should worry because you're not going to hear that anymore.
And you're going to be sad. Won't be heavy.
So that, not okay. That's 69 beats per minute.
Okay.
For reference, on the other side, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. It's 119 beats per minute, which is just a few over the 116 beats per minute threshold. This ban went into place last week in
Chechnya.
What's
their problem? Why? Like, I don't understand.
I think there are a fair amount of problems that are going on in Russia right now that they're doing things that we would not do that way, including something as seemingly silly as banning certain types of music. Maybe the most frustrating part of this, just from a musical viewpoint, is that the song that they consider to be the Goldilocks of this all, the one that is just right, because it's at 92 beats per minute, in between that 80 to 116, is what I think is the most overrated song of all time. I think this song is such a tough listen. I just don't like it at all. And now, anytime I hear it, I'm just going to think of Chechnya and think that this song is on repeat in Chechnya. Coming up next on Chechnya Radio, Creep Again by Radiohead.
And I'm like, this is a tough one. It's just, it's too slow.
I just don't like it.
I wish you were faster. Sorry.
Oh, speaking of music, Stephanie just emails in.
Hey Mr. Steph.
Hey, Mr. Patterson. Oh, sorry, there was a little word there that we can't exactly put on.
Oh, God, love you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
That's why he's the Zamboni. Okay, Stephanie.
Emailer Stephanie says, hey, Mr. Patterson, I miss your guitar. Any chance you'll bring it back on air? Stephanie, the crocheter from Sauvage. Remember when I used to play the guitar pretty much every day on this show? Back during the Rocco era.
Yeah, we weren't like a huge fan of that.
Who's the we? Were you getting together with other people and talking about the guitar?
I just think it wasn't good.
Remember one time with me on I'm on a very slight delay when I broadcast from my home studio, but all you need is a slight delay to ruin group singing. And there was a time to raise money for something where Don, Donna, and Stevie Boy sang that Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper song.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And I played the guitar and I listened back to it and it was genuinely awful.
Yeah. That also happens when we're at a remote and we try to sing along with the bumper music.
Yeah, you're so true.
Thanks, Steve.
You are so true, Queen.
Permission to leave?
Nope. We have pretty much 2 hours left of this show.
All right, that's fine.
I would love for everyone to come back because when we return, we found a list of 10 insults that don't sound offensive, but they are. And so these could be for some of you maybe to work into your repertoire. Okay?
Okay.
We'll do that when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Join Alexis and Holly on Team My Talk in the Animal Humane Society's Walk for Animals. Saturday, May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Bring your pet or leave them at home and do the 1 mile stroll while raising money for the Animal Humane Society. Every dollar raised for the walk ensures Animal Humane Society has the resources to care for and protect every animal that comes through their doors. So please donate or join our team to Walk Rain or Shine Saturday, May 4th at 9 a.m. Join or donate today. Use My Talk keyword.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi! Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Steve has a list of insults that don't sound offensive, but probably are.
I'll try them on you.
Oh, I bet you've said a bunch of these to me. I can't wait.
I don't know. I'm a little more... We have a little brother, big sister relationship.
How dare you call me big?
I was going to say old. So I don't know what to say. Right. I don't know what's safe anymore. But I think I'm usually pretty straightforward. Like the list of quotes, you know, mine. I don't really beat around the bush too much with my insults. And by the way, neither do you, but you do the majority of yours off the air that I don't repeat. So people think you're the nice one, but behind the scenes,
that's accurate, but continue.
That's because you lack self-awareness. See, that was straightforward and meant to be an insult.
That's so funny.
Okay. Actually, it's funny. I actually think that you say some of these to me, starting with this one. These are insults that people don't really think sound offensive.
I can't wait.
This is a Donna to Steve thing. What an odd thing to say aloud.
That sounds Steve to me.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking that falls under the umbrella of you saying things like, you are just... such an odd person, or
it's interesting to
see what excites you.
Sure.
Things like that, which are so condescending. How about, here's another one. This kind of sounds like a Donna to Steve thing. Whoa, this segment is turning as I read it. That sounds like something you'd say.
That's a Steve to Donna.
Steve to Donna.
Yeah.
Okay.
We talk about a movie and it'd be like, oh, it's super dark or whatever. And you'd be like, that sounds like something you'd say. That sounds like one of your terrible reviews. That's a more Steve to Donna.
All right.
All right. Let's try number three.
One to one. These are insults that don't sound offensive, according to the internet. I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence. Now, that's a you to me. I feel like that's a you to me because I am pretty confident, but also you are aware of my flaws and setbacks. And I take everything as a compliment, you know.
I know you do.
This is funny. This is a little more direct. It's impossible to underestimate you. That's funny.
It's impossible to underestimate you.
Or here's one that people have said of you before. Wisdom has been chasing you, but you have always been faster. Because then the person's like, yeah, I am fast. That's right.
That is a good one.
Dope.
I'm going to steal that.
Now, of course, making the list were the two Southern ones that everybody knows.
Bless your heart.
Or, oh, sweetie. They say it's a sigh paired with, oh, sweetie. And together, that is actually an insult. They're condescendingly thinking about you. I've never heard this one before. You're all mouth but no trousers.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I feel vulnerable.
What does that mean? I want to look that up.
How about this one? Oh, now I see what everyone's talking about. You know, it's funny. Brittany did one of these a little while ago, and we both laughed because in the moment I heard it, and then she heard it right after. So I, on my social media, do pop-up game show, and she said it like this. She said, I like pop-up game show.
Right.
I was like, what?
Right.
What have you been hearing?
Right.
Because it sounds like, as opposed to...
everyone else.
Sometimes I'll say to you, you know, people are wrong about you. You are funny. Insult and compliment all at the same time.
Yeah. To which you have to reply, thank you.
Now, here I think is a Donna to Steve.
All right, go ahead.
Things that sound complimentary but are actually insults. I admire your enthusiasm.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
All right, the other ones are...
That's funny. Sort of
all mouth, no trousers. Yeah, so it's from Northern England, basically saying like if you back down from a challenge, you don't have anything
any
in the
guts.
Trousers, in your guts, any another word that might bounce. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Interesting.
So that's what they go with, and so it's a Northern England term.
A variation of all hat, no cattle.
There you go.
Or, yeah, all hat, no horse.
Oh, good difference, Donna.
Because a cowboy, okay, it could go either way. I'm sorry, too.
I should never challenge you on cattle
things. I'm sorry you're the
way
you are.
So what's going on with our scarf today?
I'm trying different things with it.
Donna's like wearing it like a babushka right now, which is fine. But earlier she had it on, her words, looking like Steven Tyler, which just sort of like draped around her. Honest to goodness, did you, what happened this morning? Like, did you have a lot of extra coffee? Because you woke up later than you normally
do. I overslept.
Was it that jolt of energy?
Maybe,
Of
Steve.
Like, crap, I'm late, because that can wake you up better than a cup of coffee. I mean, it wasn't that much later. It was like 6:45
And then I had coffee,
something.
Too. No, I was just, I'm in a good mood. I woke up on the right side of the bed. Okay? Saw an old friend over at KS95. Met a new coworker. Had fun last night.
Planning
great.
A wedding, sounds like.
I mean, she proposed.
You proposed right
oh,
away
that's right.
Yeah. To the guy.
Because he likes donkeys, and so do I.
And then, Donna, if you missed it, Donna, having met this guy who just started working here a couple weeks ago, says to him, oh, my gosh, we should get married. They knew each other for less than 100 seconds at that point. I'm being serious.
I was trying to, like, just be fun, you know?
Yeah, but it was also flirty. I mean, when you say, we should get married, I felt like, it really felt like a sitcom scene.
I don't think he took me seriously, so I think we're okay.
Well, yeah, I think.
You're all hat, no donkey.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, I don't even know demographically where you guys, if you guys are a match.
Oh, no, I could probably be his mom. Okay. For sure. I just assume I could be everyone's mom, if not for my immaturity.
Here's another thing on. So this is a Reddit list of things that are actually insulting.
Okay.
This one, I think, just sounds mean. Darling, I need your brain cells to hold hands for a moment. What does that mean? I don't know, but I like it. I think it's fun.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
You're very comfortable with yourself, aren't you? That's a good one. Oh, man. Let's play music for the next hour and a half. Go get a hoagie. Get out of here. You know what I got to do today? I've got to
pick up a child from an event.
Probably, but more immediate than that. I have to go do some shopping. And I've had like 3 in a row unsuccessful shopping trips to find things that are, you know, like television appropriate. Like you used to do whenever it was Twin Cities Lifetime and you were like thinking about the outfit.
Yes.
I used to never feel that way because I just had a closet of clothes that were like TV appropriate.
Okay.
Now, I don't. I got rid of a bunch of them. I grew out of them. Sue me, guys.
Where
I'm
are you
going to
go?
Protein.
Big and tall?
Wow. Donna.
I don't know why I'm so tickled by my own joke.
Wow. I don't know where I'm going.
That's a place, right?
It is a place.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be called Fatties.
No, it just means you're tall.
Okay.
Because
I feel like you're talking about some shirts don't button like they used to around my midsection. I don't know where I'm going to go. Does St. Louis Park have good shopping? Nope, you already answered.
Yeah, you mean like West End?
Sure.
You should try Opitz.
I've never been to Opitz.
Go to Opitz.
Where is Opitz?
I got this jacket for $3 at Opitz.
That much? Are they Opitz today?
They're Opitz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Opitz?
On Excelsior Boulevard.
What city?
St. Louis Park. Ever heard of it?
I just brought it up.
I know, that's a joke.
We'll take a break. 651-641-1071. Call now to play the game and maybe co-host the final hour and a half.
Hey, guys. guys, I'm back here to tell you about Energy Savers Fireplaces. If you are in the market for a new fireplace or to replace an existing one, definitely put Energy Savers Fireplaces on your radar. You can stop by their showroom. They are fantastic. They've got amazing reviews. They have competitive prices and they are super, super helpful. They've been providing energy efficient heating solutions to keep you and your family comfortable all year long. And maybe you're looking to update your fire pit. You know, maybe you've got a, you got a cabin and you want to put, you know, a better fire pit in. I know I need to do that. Definitely get a hold of them. They are fantastic. When you stop by your showroom, you are immediately a valued customer. From initial shopping to the last piece of installation, they can help you out. Your complete fireplace store, family owned and operated since 1976. They are located just off Highway 36 in Oakdale.
Hi,
there's nothing to see here. Stop.
Everybody calm down.
Calm down. What's your problem?
Don't forget, you can send us an email today if you'd like, Don and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com.
Compliments accepted.
Today we're doing advice. So if you have a question about something or something you would like us to help with, just send us an email, Don and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com.
And
if we read your email, we'll give you a quick bit of advice. It's kind of like Lucy's 5 cent stand in Charlie Brown.
Did someone ask me to say pierogi yesterday?
Someone did ask you to say pierogi. We wished a guy, Josh, a happy birthday.
And then
she was
right.
Like, would you mention pierogi? And she said, we're going to do it on Snapchat. Are we Snap stars? No.
I think so. Thank you. Oh, someone thanked us for being so kind and personable and fun. Aw.
Really?
Thanks. Uh-huh.
That's wonderful.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, are we playing a game?
We are.
Oh, should we do it
only
right now?
Only you have the button.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I
want to
see how smart you are.
It's College of Pop Culture Knowledge, and today it's brought to you by 191 Virtual Academy. You can Google 191 Virtual Academy to learn more about supporting your child's passion and purpose. Steve, you've got another chance to tie things up. We sit with a score of 35 wins for Donna, 34 wins for Steve.
Oh, no. No, this cannot be.
It can be. It is. Let's see if it happens. Let's go. For the College of Pop Culture Knowledge,
Boo. We
are going to be talking about top hits for groups with a lot of time in between. So years in between top hits.
Okay.
We're talking about a group that had a really big hit, and then it took them a while to get back to the top. So we've got Stephanie Long to play with us today.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Really, really great. Where are you calling us from? Where are you headed?
I'm going home to Annandale from getting my skin checked.
Oh, from the dermatologist?
Yep. Getting all my moles, making sure they're all good.
Man, and when good you reminder. Get a skin check, that's great. Great reminder for all of us to get our skin checked. And you got to get past the embarrassment and just let them check everything.
Absolutely.
They don't care. They don't care. They're just, they're looking for the moles. Donna, you've had your skin checked?
I have. I'm probably due.
I am. It's been a couple years since I've been checked.
Same.
I did a very quick look in my southern hemisphere, if you catch my drift. I was pretty nervous about that, but it was more of like...
A peek
down there with a flashlight.
There was a flashlight?
I don't know. I think it was a flashlight.
Was it on their head?
No, Donna. But I think it was just sort of quick. Like, I wasn't fully naked. I got to leave my underwear on until it was like, oh, we'll just look down there. Any big moles on your butt or up front? And that was it. Do you think I was still thoroughly checked? I bet that's a pretty unlikely place for a cancerous mole because it doesn't get sunlight.
Good point.
I don't know. I'm not a dermatologist.
Anyway, I don't know, Steph.
Steph, we're sorry for going down that rabbit hole. And thank
it's all good. All right.
Don't say rabbit hole.
Stephanie, would you like to team up with Donna Valentine or Steve Patterson today? Again, our topic is bands that have had hits with a long time between.
Yeah, years in between top hits.
Okay. What do you say,
I'm going to go with Steve.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to go get some candy.
I haven't had someone go with me, I feel like, in quite some time. All right, let's do this.
All right, Stephanie, you're going to go on hold. Donna's going to work her way out of the studio. We are going to play. It's the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. We're talking about groups or artists with years in between top hits. Are you ready to give this one a whirl, Steve?
Yes.
Let's start it off with this first one. This famous dad has had two top five hits. His first in 1992 by himself. His second, 27 years later, with some help from Lil Nas X.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Good Vibrations in 1966 was the third number one hit for the Beach Boys. Their fourth wouldn't come until 22 years later with this song from the movie Cocktail.
Kokomo?
Oh, Pretty Woman was number one in 1964 for Roy Orbison. He returned to the top 10 25 years later with this hit.
Oh, Lord, I am so Roy Orbison blind.
8 seconds.
Return to Sender. That is for sure wrong, Stephanie. I need you on that and maybe on the Beach Boys one, too. I love you. Bye.
All right, Stephanie, you heard his thoughts there. Obviously, he felt pretty good about Billy Ray Cyrus for that first one. How did you feel?
I agree.
He said he might need your help for the second one. Good Vibrations in 1966 was the third number one hit for the Beach Boys. Their fourth wouldn't come until 22 years later with this song from the movie Kokomo. Excuse me, from the movie Cocktail. His answer was Kokomo.
You know, I don't know much about it. It sounds great. Like, awesome answer.
Okay. And finally, Oh Pretty Woman was number one in 1964 for Roy Orbison. He returned to the top 10 25 years later with this hit. Any idea?
I have nothing.
Okay. It's all right. We'll see. Okay. See how Donna
does. We're going to see how we do. I think we got a shot. Donna! All right. We've called Donna very professionally.
Yeah, I think that was a great way to do it.
She's making it all, and here she comes. She's getting close, everybody. All right. Hey, Donna. Looks like you were talking with Bradley.
Oh, my gosh.
What, does he get here so early just to shoot the breeze at
everybody?
He's
so funny. He's like, Donna, were you eating a pastry or do you have eczema? Because the back of the chair that you sit in was full of like flaky stuff.
Oh, mama.
And he goes, Donna, come here. He goes, it's your jacket. Remember I told you I paid $3?
And I said, that feels high. Is it shedding?
It's shedding the back of my jacket. It's like falling apart.
I was about to sit down with my black shirt on today and I was like, oh my. Donna's shedding.
No way.
Or flaking.
The $3 Opitz jacket.
Yeah, it was the Annex, actually, not Opitz. Okay. The Annex is right next door. Okay. And I'm like, I'm buying this jacket. I don't care. I need a tan jacket. So anyway, it's peeling. Sorry, Mike.
It's okay. No, it's cleaned up now.
Okay. I'm wearing a black shirt as well, and it's covered in flakes.
Mm. It was either that or you were eating a cracker backwards on the chair. Because it was very bizarre how crumbs got on your back.
Sorry. Okay. I'm a disaster.
No, you're doing great. Everybody
loves
you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Let's play. It's we're talking about years in between top hits for a musical artist. Are you ready to give this a whirl, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes. We'll start with this first one here. This famous dad has had two top five hits. His first was in 1992 all by himself. His second was 27 years later with some help from Lil Nas X.
Oh my God. I don't know. Eric Carmen.
Good Vibrations in 1966 was the third number one hit for the Beach Boys. Their fourth wouldn't come until 22 years later for this song from the movie Cocktail.
Come on, man. Pass.
Oh, Pretty Woman was number one in 1964 for Roy Orbison. He returned to the top 10 25 years later with this hit.
Crying.
Okay, anything you like repeated?
All of them.
All right, Famous Dad, two top five hits. One in 92, one in 27 years later with Lil Nas X.
You know, the one with the thing.
I cannot believe you didn't get that one. That is so awesome for me.
This Famous Dad has had just two top five hits. His first was in 1992 all by himself. His second, 27 years later, with some help from Lil Nas X. His first was all talking about his achy breaky heart.
Oh, damn.
Then, of course, he joined Lil Nas X for Old Town Road.
Billy Ray.
In 2019. Billy Ray Cyrus, the correct answer. Steve got that one.
You know his famous dad, care. Miley Cyrus?
Famous dad, yep.
I don't care.
Donna.
Let's see if... Let's see how the second one went. Good Vibrations in 1966 was the third number one hit for the Beach Boys. Their fourth would come 22 years later for this song from the movie Kokomo. Excuse me, from the movie Cocktail. It's the second time I've done that.
Yeah, it is.
And I've done that for a reason, because the song is Kokomo.
Oh, good. All right.
You got that?
He got that.
I didn't know that it was from Cocktail, but I knew that it was like their late 80s, early 90s sort of resurgence.
Exactly.
Aruba, the Mecca.
Okay.
Because they had a ton. They had like Surfing USA in the early 60s. They had a bunch of number one hits in the early 60s. And then it was a long gap until Kokomo came along. That brings us to Roy Orbison. Oh, Pretty Woman was number one in 1964. He returned to the top 10 25 years later with this hit. Nobody got it. But You Got It is the name of the song.
Oh, really?
The Big O, Roy Orbison, You Got It.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He actually, unfortunately, never got to enjoy that success. He died a month before it hit the charts.
Oh.
Wow.
He passed away from a heart attack a month before it hit the charts. His buddies in the Traveling Wilburys mm-hmm. helped him write that,
yes.
And it ended up being one of his biggest hits.
Wow.
But this game was a big hit for Steve. He has tied things up, 35 apiece. And Stephanie, you're the winner today.
Woohoo!
Yay! All right. Way to go.
Stephanie, way to go. You helped me finally tie this up. It has been an uphill climb all year long, and you finally helped me get knotted up. It's a new game now, Donna.
All right.
I did nothing, by the way.
That is bullcrap. You were responsible because you got your skin checked today and you reminded
That's
listeners.
Right.
And at least one person is going to book their skin appointment because of what you said. So, boom, before the game even started.
Winner, winner.
I hope so.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you
Hang
so much.
On the line, okay?
Got a fun tiebreaker if you guys want to do it.
Fine.
Yeah, bring it up, Donna. Mm.
You did not like this category, though, Donna.
I did not like it at all.
All right, here's our tiebreaker.
I'm so mad.
Okay. This musical legend has had top five hits in 1971 and another in 1999. A 28-year gap, though we don't hear their voice in either song. Their first in 71 was sung by Greg Rolie. The second by Rob Thomas in 99. Steve.
Santana.
The song was Smooth from Santana in 99. 28 years before that, it was Black Magic Woman by the group Santana. Nicely done.
All right. Donna, stop slapping your microphone. A myriad of behavior issues we've had with you today. Hitting on new coworkers. Abusing equipment that we have in the studio. Here's what we're going to do.
I abused the chair with my flakes.
Yeah, you're flaking. You're wearing a bullcrap jacket that is literally flaking off.
It was so nice at one time, though, wasn't it?
Like, what, from 7 to 7:30? Have you worn this multiple times?
No, I've never worn it before.
Oh, yeah, wow. So it probably had a window of... You're going to have to check your car, too.
Oh, man.
I bet you it's flaking. Good thing is it'll fit
blend right in.
And that hamster cage... Holy crap. You're just looking for a gerbil in her car. You're like, why else would there be sawdust everywhere? When we come back, we're going to open the advice line.
Yes.
You can call us, 651-641-1071. Do you have a problem? Something that we could help out with? You need some advice? Or you can email us, Don and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. We'll get into it when we come back. Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hi, guys. Donna for Bradshaw and Bryant Law Firm. Here's the deal. Something to remember. This is kind of a public service announcement. If you are ever injured in an accident, first and foremost, of course, you will get medical attention, even if you don't think your injury is serious, because sometimes you don't even realize you have an actionable case until weeks later. So definitely get medical attention. Then after that, you want to get a hold of a good personal injury attorney like Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant. Mike would be happy to meet with you for a free consultation. And I'll tell you what, personal injury attorneys don't get paid unless there is an actual settlement at the end of your case. When you suffer a personal injury, you're in a really vulnerable place. Your health is affected. Oftentimes, your ability to earn money is affected. Your family is likely affected as well. So do the right thing. Get a hold of someone like Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant. You can find him very easily. Just go to MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Oh, this is great. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. People need to see a picture of my jacket. I just saw how bad it was flaking on my own chair here.
Oh, I still haven't seen this.
Oh, man. It's
I think we'll get a social media video put up later of this. We'll go do that after the show.
Okay.
Because people are like, I need to see what you're talking about.
It's a really cute jacket. It's very unfortunate. I should only be like wearing this to festivals. You know what I mean?
Because then you never like sit on anything. You're always kind of standing.
No, just because it's weathered. It's all cut up. You know what I mean?
Is that a secondhand store?
Yes.
Oh, so someone's worn it before.
No, well, no, no.
Okay, so which one is true?
No.
Am I on trial?
Sometimes there are things that are slightly damaged. This was more than slightly damaged. And I needed a tan jacket, and I bought it. I didn't notice the back until I got home. And I was like, oh, who cares? So what? That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Welcome to the advice line. If you have a problem, big or small, that you would like us to help out with, we'll give you 5 cent feedback, 651-641-1071, or you can email us at Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com.
Think of us as Lucy.
For instance,
no, let's start with Sarah.
Sarah says, hi guys, I love you both. And this show is a part of my life that I cherish.
Aww.
I need help with the inexplicable rage I feel when Steve wins the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. And the people who don't pick Donna, help me, please.
I wish she would say more about that. Because I don't really...
Why don't people want to see me win? More specifically, why do people feel, and we've heard this before,
because you
rage?
Because you have a lot of confidence and seemingly don't really need help. So when people pick you...
Sorry, I'm standing in my truth. Hashtag boy boss. Boy, those shirts wouldn't go over quite as well as the girl boss shirts, huh? If just some bro walked into your cube farm.
Yeah, that...
Hashtag boy boss.
Yeah, that would not be okay. Okay. Anyway.
All right, now we have another one here. We want to read this from Michelle. She says, right. I need advice. I live in an apartment that's directly off the...
I told you not to say her name. And you
I'm sorry. I forgot that you said that.
It's okay. She didn't ask us not to.
All right. We'll call her Griselda.
Okay.
Griselda says, I live in an apartment that's directly off the Skyway in St. Paul. Like, I step out of my apartment, I'm in the Skyway.
Oh, my God.
I love where I'm living. But my neighbor is a pill. My neighbor is a generally displeasing person. She plays the harp and sings opera sometimes starting at 7 a.m. Most recently... When it was snowing, she was blasting Christmas music, such as Dig That Crazy Santa Claus.
What?
Issue is in our lease. Quiet hours are from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., so she's technically not going against the lease, but her opera singing sounds like a dying cat. I already signed her up for Scientology, but I'm wondering what other things I could sign her up for that would be annoying. So does that mean that she... Basically, like, went to a Scientology site and put that woman's address there so that she would start getting hit with Scientology pamphlets?
Yes. That's funny.
You know, technically, you're right. She is not, she's not in the wrong. You're right about that. Maybe you could sign her up for things that are more quiet in nature so that you could then passive aggressively communicate to her that she's being too loud.
Like a library card.
A library card. maybe like pamphlets of like, you know, 5 ways to be a good neighbor.
Love that.
Things
great
like
advice,
that. You can
Steve.
Even slide it under her door.
I love
you know?
It.
It'll probably backfire, turn into a fight. She'll like slam her harp on your head or something. Well, you don't hear about people being displeasing when they play the harp.
Generally, I know. And we were just talking about the harp.
Angelic.
Did we manifest this?
I'm saying.
This is the second email I have that just says Donna is on fire today.
Keep reading.
Steve, giving Steve a run for his money. I'm a little concerned that she's on such a high and she's going to go crashing down like Jesse on Saved by the Bell.
Donna, you don't know that reference.
I don't.
But that is a... very poignant, hard-hitting episode that Saved by the Bell did.
Is it a drug thing?
Jessie was on caffeine pills. She needed to study.
Oh.
She needed to prepare for a dance as well. There was so much happening. And she was on caffeine pills. And she was singing, you know that song, I'm so excited.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, everyone who watched Saved by the Bell only thinks of Jessie Spano whenever they hear that song. Because then she ended up crashing and crying. And it went from I'm so excited to... I'm so scared. And then Zach Morris hugged
her. I think I actually saw this.
Talked her through it. But I am equally concerned, dear Lynn, our listener, about a crash?
I'm just in a good mood. Jeez Louise.
Is this showing you how rare your good moods are, though?
Kind of. I'm a little insulted.
There she is.
Hmm. Let's go to the phones.
Who do we have?
We've got Alan on the line.
Alan, what can we help you with today? It's the advice line on Donna and Steve.
So when I go to the gym, I always get recognized as being Steve Patterson. I want to know how I can stop that.
So obviously this must mean you're pretty buff.
Oh, yeah.
So people are mistaking you for me because of your lean muscle growth.
Yes, I want them to recognize me for me.
Understood. Well, I think we got to start going with a baggy sweatshirt there, because you strike me as the guy, Alan, that wears sort of the tank top situation to the gym or a lot of cut off sleeves. Am I right about this? Yep, I'm right. And so I think you're trying to get noticed and you're trying to have people turn their attention to you. So I say baggy sweatshirts for Alan. That is your only solution. Thank you so much for calling. You've been served. I'm trying to work on a tagline for us.
That's great. You've been served. I love that.
Thank you, Donna.
Let's go with that.
All right.
All right.
Here's one from Kristen. Do I call an ex-boyfriend who I still have feelings for, even though he might have a girlfriend? I need his help, and he's a good guy. I'm okay with him having a girlfriend, but I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
Please. You did it again.
You can't put that at the end of the email.
Just don't use anybody's name. Carol.
Please don't use my name.
Damn it.
Move to the next one. Sorry.
No, now we have to answer that. I think it's okay to send a text first.
Yeah, and say, I don't mean to overstep my bounds here. And if it's a no-go because it's inappropriate, no worries. I'll find help elsewhere. But what kind of help do you need? Are you just doing a ploy? Are you trying to interrupt an otherwise happy relationship? Because then maybe I'm not on board with that.
I don't think that's the case.
But she said, I still have feelings for.
Oh,
I need his help. What do you need his help with?
Maybe hanging a picture in her apartment. That would probably be crossing a boundary.
Yeah. Plus, Barbie already came out. Women are hanging their own signs now. You don't have to do the gender stereotype and say, hey, Hal, hang this for me.
Hal. Okay.
Let's see.
Donna's always on fire on Tuesdays. Best shows are always on Tuesday. Oh. I don't know why. Put your flesh mitts together.
It's been a while since we put our flesh mitts together.
Thank you, Leo.
We put our flesh mitts together. Yeah! How about this one from Lori? I'm supposed to be getting together with two radio personalities to play pickleball. But I think that's gone by the wayside. She paid for that.
Oh,
we have to do it.
I don't remember
elbow,
how to play.
But we can't get out of it for that.
All right, yeah.
I might have to commentate, but we'll do that. We need to do that.
Yeah, we need to put you in touch with our promotion department.
Yeah, and then they'll make us do it.
Who do
we
want to
do it. We love things.
Yeah, you're our best friend, Lori. Bye.